Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. We got Woody Page. Woody Page, Rob, from the Denver Gazette. I was on Cold Pizza when you and I started on that show.
Wow. Definitely. You know what, Chris? I don't think I ever told you this story. I tried out with Woody Page, not Skip Bayless. It was
you
me and Woody Page.
Yes. Yeah, that would have been something. Y'all would have been a really good – I mean, I don't know, mate, because I don't think y'all are as opposite, obviously, as Skip and Woody.
Right.
You guys are a little similar, but that might have been – I don't know. That would have been great. Would it have been – you know what I mean? But
right, but I did try out with him for Cold Pizza. I did. And, Chris, Inside the Parker is out, the podcast, so you can download it.
Miss.
You can. That's right. You never miss it because it automatically comes to your social media. It automatically comes. All right. But, yes, get the latest edition of Inside the Parker every week. And I talk about my trip around the country, all the baseball games I'm about to go on for vacation. I can't wait. And tomorrow, I'll also be on MLB Network tomorrow, MLB Now, and I'll be on High Heat with Christopher Russo.
All right. Hour number two underway. And, Rob, apparently I'm – not apparently, I am. I'm trending because of something I said today about Victor Wembanyama on First Things First.
Gesundheit.
One. But anyway, here's what the basis of our discussion about Big Vic was on First Things First, and you and I are going to take it from there. But Adrian Wojnarowski, the NBA insider for ESPN, had some astounding quotes from or regarding what NBA executives are saying about Wembanyama, who's going to be the number one pick. He's going to go to the Spurs. And here's what Woj said.
Yeah, I got it here, guys. So Woj said during the broadcast, before the lottery was officially drawn, quote, by Wembanyama, "This is the most highly anticipated player to ever enter the NBA, and this is maybe not only the greatest prospect in NBA history, maybe the greatest prospect in the history of team sports." But wait, it gets better, because he added later on in the broadcast that there are executives around the league who believe Wembanyama could be the NBA's best player on offense and defense by the end of his third season.
That is about as high a praise as you can get. And here's what I'm saying, Rob, with this type of... Now, there have only been a few players. The reason he's probably not the most hyped, at least in terms of buzz, you know, in the public, is just because he plays in France. If he was an American-born kid and he was this good, Rob... I mean, he'd be the most hyped player ever. There's no question about it. Right?
I agree.
And you,
because
I guess
people haven't seen him, and it's hard to make those claims when you haven't seen anybody. It just is.
But what he's saying from these scouts and these executives, and obviously those of us who follow the NBA closely, have been hearing a ton about him. I've been reading a ton about him, watching some of his film and all that tape. And the only players you can say, and grant, just because of the time that they lived in or even entered the league in, they weren't as hyped because, you know, now there's social media and all that. But really, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, maybe, I guess, if you throw in Wilt Chamberlain, LeBron James, that's about it. Maybe, you know, Bird and Magic, we can throw them in, Rob. They're coming off that huge college game, you remember? Most watched basketball game. Certainly most watched college basketball game in history, but maybe the most watched basketball game period in history in 1979 NCAA championships, Indiana State with Larry Bird, Michigan State with Magic Johnson. Those are the only guys you can really compare this to. And Rob, I'm saying this. Now, again, I haven't seen him up close and personal. I'm going off the hype. I mean, again, I've seen film, videos, all that. But I'm going largely off the hype. If he's Hakeem Olajuwon, if he's Anthony Davis, that's a disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
With this type of hype, he has to have a LeBron James, Michael Jordan, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird career. That's how I'm seeing it.
So no half-stepping.
I mean, 7'5", can do everything. Inside, outside. Now, this is going to trip people out. He's only shooting 27% from three over there. But, Rob, he in the EuroLeague, you know, I've been over there. They don't score nearly as much as we do in terms of individual players. Luka's highest average in the EuroLeague was 16 points a game. Or in any of the international league. Right. He comes over here as a rookie, 19 years old, and averages 20. And, Rob, what if Giannis, Jokic, and Luka said, easier to score in the NBA?
Yep, they all said it.
Yep, this kid is averaging 21-plus, 10-plus rebounds. Luka averaged 4 over there. And 3 blocks a game. He's about to be named, what most people are saying, the MVP of the highest league in France. And so I'm just saying, based on all the hype, Rob, that's who. Let me throw one more in. Tim Duncan. Because Duncan, as you always point out, Rob, won 5. He was 5-1 in the finals. You cannot poo-poo that. If this kid wins 5 championships, nothing. He did it. He lived up to the hype.
Right.
So those are LeBron, Jordan, Magic, Bird, Tim Duncan, Kareem, that type of career is what I'm expecting, assuming he stays healthy.
I'm not mad at
Am
you.
Am I tripping? Thank you.
No, I'm not mad at you for expecting big things. LeBron came in with such hype and was able to do it, Chris, because his hype was ridiculous as well.
Yeah, but he was the most hyped ever.
Yeah, wow, and for him to be able to, you know, win four championships and be the all-time leading scorer and all the other stuff that he's accomplished is pretty incredible. And be durable and play all these years and whatnot. It's been just an incredible career.
Yep.
But with all this hype, I can see why you would expect big things. Anthony Davis, if he turns out to be that, it's fine. But that's not the hype.
Thank you. You get that's it not, right. That, people act like I'm tripping. No,
that's not tripping.
Right.
Anthony Davis is a good, very good Chris, but he ain't live up to what he should be. And that would be... say his name again.
Wimbanyama.
I'll get
just
it
call
there.
Him Big Vic for Big to Vic. Your mastery.
Like, but if Big Vic, Chris, is underneath like an AD or whatever, it will be disappointing because they are ranting and raving like it's something we've never seen before.
Right.
That's the billing that he's gotten.
Remember when we... You remember, obviously, the movie He Got Game, Spike Lee. And, you know, Ray Allen was Jesus Shuttlesworth, the high school prodigy and all that. And in the movie, you had all these pro players, you know, talking about him. Oh, Jesus is this, Jesus is that, you know, talking about Jesus Shuttlesworth. Like, and I'm sitting there going, obviously covering, I can't remember when the movie came out, but I think I was covering the NBA at the time. And, I'm like, man, come on. Ain't no pros talking about somebody like that. This was before LeBron. Even LeBron, I mean, you heard dudes saying he's going to be nice or you know this or that, but not like that. But Rob, with Victor Wembanyama, it's actually happening. Rob G, you were NBA players. Did LeBron call him an alien?
Yes, he did.
Right.
And he was wearing a hat with an alien on it during the draft lottery.
LeBron? Wembanyama. Well, look, here's the other thing. He ain't running from the hype. You heard that quote where last night where he said, I'm trying to win rings ASAP. What I like about him, obviously, there's all the physical stuff, right? He's got skills. He's got the height is ridiculous, 7'5". Hasn't really had injury problems that, you know, you would associate with that height. Can block shots, obviously, rebound, like plays on the perimeter, but obviously can go inside. Like, he's got game. But what I like about him, according to the stuff I've read, is he is a gym rat. Like, he loves the game. And when he, from a young age, he started, you know, he made sure he was telling his coaches, don't limit me. Don't just put me down low next to the basket because I'm way taller than everybody. I want to do the guard drills, the shooting drills, the dribbling drills, the passing drills, and I want to be expected to be as good as everybody else at it. And then check this out. This says a lot. He thought or felt like, and rightly so, that the language of the NBA was English, which it is. And so at a young age, he learned English. Rob, just because he thought that was the language he needed to learn for when he got to the NBA. There's stories about him not wanting to leave the gym after practice. He's staying for hours and shooting. Like, this dude is not just a tall guy that happens to be athletic, so he plays basketball. He has wanted to be in the NBA forever. And so I'm just saying, Rob, and here's, and this is, you know, the truth as far as I can see. Everybody, if you want to throw Wilt in there, Kareem, Magic Bird, LeBron, Michael Jordan wasn't even hyped. Michael Jordan is third pick in the draft. I mean, if you want to say Bobby Knight, the legendary Indiana coach, said he was the best player ever, you know, before he even stepped foot in the NBA, you can call that hype, obviously. But
and
Jordan,
Chris, if you remember when Jordan was drafted, Chris, and he flew into Chicago for the first time, Nobody from the Bulls met him at the airport. It was a different world. Think about that.
It was a different world.
He got in a cab.
Yeah.
And went to the Chicago Stadium. Like that. Like that's what you did. There was nobody waiting outside.
Rob, everybody hyped to this level that stayed healthy has lived up to the hype. Can you think? I mean, Ralph Sampson, but he got hurt. I mean, he was balling. He got to the finals. He was putting up 20-10 before he got hurt. And then injuries derail him. But Kareem, LeBron, Wilt. I don't think Russell was this hype, but if you want to throw him in there. Rob, they've all lived up to it. So I'm expecting big things. And here's the other thing, Rob. I think he's in the perfect situation for him. I didn't want to see him go to San Antonio. I was hoping he went to Charlotte with LaMelo Ball and helped Jordan out there. But San Antonio, among the teams that are bad, you know, that had a shot at really real shot at getting him, you couldn't ask for a better spot. Great front office. I don't think Greg Popovich is going to retire now. Great coaching staff. Has had superstars. Has had international superstars. Has had French superstars. Boris Diaw, Tony Parker. The Spurs are a big team in France because of those two guys. Like, the support system is going to be great for him. He's being set up to succeed. And I really hope he does because – at least from what I see right now, Rob, we haven't seen anything like this. This kid
I mean, for all the hype, Chris, I understand why people are saying, well, if he has a Hall of Fame career, you're going to be disappointed. Well, they're not just talking about him being a Hall of Famer. Like him being the best player who ever played because he can do so many things, both ends of the floor, Chris, shoot from the perimeter, score on the inside. What can he do?
Right.
And at 7'5", I mean – it's just mind-boggling. So I do get what you're saying here.
All right, let's throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in on Big Vic Wembanyama. I'm saying he got to be one of the greatest players ever. I'm not going to go GOAT, but he's got to be one of the top 10 easily greatest players ever to live up to this hype, and I'm not saying he can't. Your thoughts, your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRight.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com.
All right.
877-99 on Fox.
Sorry, let's kick it off with Corey in Atlanta. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Corey?
What's up, Rob Parkin and Chris Broussard? Big fan of the show. I love y'all, man.
Thank you.
To this radio thing.
Thank you, brother.
Y'all, Shaq and Kobe, MJ and Scottie Pippen, that's y'all, man. I love y'all, man, for real.
But wow.
Thank you, bro. That's big praise, man.
We Chris and Scottie, of course. Go ahead.
I'm Shaq and Mike. That's obvious.
Yeah, no, that. Are you kidding?
Say, man, you was funny. I don't care what nobody say. You was funny. I don't care what
Thank
nobody
you. Say. Thank you.
But as far as this Victor Wembanyama, I feel like if in order for him, you know, this prospect, all this praise he's been getting, he's going to have to be in the GOAT talk with LeBron and MJ. Like, I feel like he has to be because he can do everything. So I feel like he got to be in that GOAT talk.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, well, not right away, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, not right away.
But no, but you say it right. He has to have that type of career.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, Corey. Thank you.
That's the hype.
877-99 on Fox. Tim in Queens. Tim, you know, Queens has 2.3 million people. Where in Queens are you from, Tim?
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm from Rochdale area.
All right. Rochdale Village. My wife
That's
is
where
from
Chris,
Rochdale Village.
Chris is from, wife is from Rochdale.
Building
so.
6.
Yeah. Last time I called y'all, told me. So.
Yep. That's right. I do remember you now, yes.
Yeah, but I agree with Crystal. I agree he got to have some, like, 15 all-defensive teams, a whole bunch of all-star selections. 3-4 rings, like, they got to be on some type of Tim Duncan thing,
yep.
David Robinson type of move. An MVP, maybe a couple MVPs too, because I'm even before this, me and a couple of my friends, we really into basketball, we was watching him from before, and they was like, how are they talking about him already? Like undisputed number one pick, all that, so yeah, I agree with y'all, man.
Yeah. I mean, this is what comes with the hype. Right. And he seems ready. You know, Rob, one thing, he coming in from playing with men. It's just like I talked about Luka's stats and how he came in strong. This kid's been playing with men for years.
Right, he's not going back down. He's already been playing. It's not like he's coming where he played with kids. And, Chris, you know, even in major college basketball, most of the kids are fodder for the stars.
Yep. Yep.
They're not that good. There's a lot of kids who play college basketball who are, you know, good for college, but they're not going to the next level.
Right.
So they're fodder.
Right.
Let's go to Gary in Houston. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Gary?
Yeah, so as far as the game goes, he's kind of like KD, Giannis, and Hakeem kind of combined.
But, that's pretty good.
But as far as expectations, I'm expecting him to come out kind of like Mahomes did. You know? Where, like he's good enough to where, like, there's no need for a rebuild. Like, he is the rebuild.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not saying – now, one thing I will say, Rob, I'm not expecting championships right away. I mean, they got to build, put some stuff around it.
Individually? Where, like, you go for it now.
No, you saying Spurs make some moves to put team people around him now. I'm not mad at it. Kareem won it in his second year, and they brought in Oscar Robertson.
But they're not – what you call, the Spurs aren't ready for that.
No, they're
a long
way away.
Chris, I just can't even get with the idea that –
I don't see them winning. Now, they do have cap space, so we'll see what type of moves they make. But maybe they should go, Rob, try to, you know, bring a Dame to town if this kid is
What about James Harden, Chris? What about James Harden? Give him some
not for me. Not for me. If you could bring in Harden, would you do it? If this kid is all that and you could bring in Harden to play.
Of course not. But they could always build a new strip club right there on the Riverwalk. I'm just saying.
Do they have those in San Antonio?
I'm sure they do. I haven't been to one, Chris, to be honest. Believe it or not, I haven't been to every strip club in the country. I have not.
Oh, wow.
I believe you on that one.
You are fake news.
Yes.
All right.
I've been to a few. All right.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Yep, let's do it. Kevin, in Michigan, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Kev?
Chris and Rob, y'all the best.
Thank you, brother.
Buddy.
Hey, y'all got to listen. Look, Wembanyama was always going to the San Antonio Spurs because of his history with Tony Parker. And they wanted Popovich to have a contending team because he's been suffering the last 5 to 7 years. That's why he was always going there. Number two was always going to the Charlotte Hornets because MJ's selling his team, and they want to make MJ happy.
Hold on. What?
Go ahead.
You said he was always going to the Spurs, and he was always going to the Hornets.
And look, number one was
always – Those two things can't be true.
Look, Wembanyama was always going to the Spurs because of his history with Tony Parker, and they want to make pop of it. They want to get –
leave it at that. You can't throw in the Charlotte. He didn't go to Charlotte. How you going to say he was always going there?
No, Chris, like I'm saying number two went to Charlotte because Michael Jordan was talking about selling his
pick.
Team.
Oh, the second pick.
Okay.
Michael Jordan was talking about selling his team. Yeah, Mike.
Well, I don't know that any of these dudes going to help him.
But hey, so they sent the number two pick to Charlotte to try and make Mike happy because they know how much Mike means to the league. They don't want to lose him.
Let me say this. Rob, I don't know where you are. I don't believe all those conspiracy theories about the lottery. Because New York, the NBA would love for the Knicks to have a great team. But all these years, the Knicks haven't won the lottery. You don't think they would? Yeah, it was great for LeBron to go to his hometown, Cleveland. It wouldn't have been greater for him to go to the Knicks for the league? Please.
And the one that I will say, because, you know, it was always the conspiracy with the Patrick Ewing, Chris, that one. It was a frozen envelope or whatever they said. But the one that I thought, if they were ever going to do something, was Yao Ming to
Thank
New York,
you.
Not
yes.
to not to Houston.
Large Asian population.
Yes, and just how international is compared to Houston. I know there's Asian people in Houston, but in New York, Chris, New York.
I agree, that was the one. And Zion to New York. I mean, they would have hooked the Knicks up if it. How many times did Cleveland win the freaking lottery? Why are they trying to boost up Cleveland? I mean, even beyond LeBron. They won it with Kyrie. They won it with the bust. What is it, Anthony? I can't even remember his name. The bust, the kid that was a bust. So, I don't know. Again, this stuff is foolishness to me. But I would think if they were going to hook up a person or a team, it would have been MJ, right?
Right.
I mean, you'd want MJ still in the league as an owner. So, I'm sorry.
All right. I hope we get Woody Page. I know we haven't gotten him yet. But Thomas in Iowa. We definitely want to talk to Woody, don't you, Chris? I really do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Hope we get him. All right, Thomas in Iowa. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
What's up?
I just want to bring this in. I just got off work and heard this topic because I want to get this in. Well, I remember back in the day they used to do ping pong balls. Well, then all of a sudden they went away with it. And it had me figuring, is the league trying to set up certain teams? Like, how do we believe that that's the right team that was drew out of the park? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean.
Well, there's always conspiracy theory. Right. Look at Alex. Alex right on it. Right,
the
Alex?
NBA, I mean, he makes a good point.
Alex is one of those conspiracy
theories. Why did they get rid of the ping pong balls?
I don't know, but I mean, you know, I'm sure there's an explanation.
As Chris said, if you look at the NBA, there was plenty of opportunities to help the Knicks out with Yao Ming and some other players. And the same thing. Yeah, LeBron to Cleveland is nice, but LeBron playing on Madison Square Garden, that would not have been big for the NBA. Right. Are you kidding? Stop.
Well, guys, I got more for the tinfoil hat brigade. According to multiple outlets, when they were doing the lottery drawing, not only did the Spurs get the first pick, they were drawn two additional times after that for other picks. And you know how the lottery works. They don't draw all 14 teams. They draw four of them. So that means that they were drawn for the first pick, the third pick, and the fourth pick. So maybe they were trying to rig it in the Spurs' favor. Just saying.
Why, though? I mean, just because
they
like
Popovich?
Right.
I didn't even know he was still in the league.
Because we know the ratings were great for the Spurs-Pistons finals.
You.
That's what I'm saying.
No, it wasn't.
Rob G.
That's what I'm saying. Like, ain't nobody interested in the Spurs.
The Spurs have, like, the three lowest-rated finals ever. The Spurs.
Yes. No one is interested in the Spurs. Now we'll watch it. Look, Duncan was an understated superstar. Now, but Tony Parker was exciting. Manu Ginobili was exciting. Kawhi, I mean, he wasn't really who he was, you know, in San Antonio until the end. But, Rob, why would they send him to San Antonio? You've had your run. You had a 20-year run.
You don't owe them anything else.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't owe them anything else.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't agree with that. So, it's going to be interesting. Rob, I would love for the kid – to, become what people are saying he is. I mean, that would be something else.
I don't think having those kind of expectations are ridiculous. Not the way that he's been talked about and touted.
Right.
It's not like, oh, this guy's a great big guy and that's it. It's like, oh, no, he has a chance to be the greatest of all time. I mean, he can do everything. He's 7'5".
Yep.
What can he do? I mean, he can handle the basketball. Forget about Magic revolutionizing, Chris, the point guard spot, right? With the 6'9 point guard, right?
Yep.
He's a 7'5" guy who can handle a rock.
Yeah, yeah. I was talking to a scout today, and he was saying he can't wait till, you know, it becomes accepted that the game is positionless. And obviously next year, Rob, for the All-NBA teams, it's going to be positionless. You could have five guards. But look at Jokic, Rob. Jokic is a 7 foot. He's a point center, I call him, but he's darn near the point guard.
Mm.
I mean, if we really just call it what you play, Luka plays point. LeBron played point basically throughout his career. And Jokic plays point. I mean, if we really just go by the way guys play, Kyrie's a 2. He's the size of a point guard, so we call him a point guard. Iverson was a 2. I mean, Steph. I categorize him as a point guard. I think everybody does. Combo? 2? I mean, you know? Go ahead, Rob G.
No, Chris, I just want to say that you and Rob are having a very nuanced conversation about this topic, and it's very enlightening. Unfortunately, no one's going to care because 1.6 million people have viewed that initial headline. Chris Broussard says Wemby is not AD, KD, or Hakeem. That's disappointment, and you are still trending worldwide with almost 3,000 retweets.
I stand by that.
And nobody's going to hear the explanation because all they're going to read is that one sentence headline.
That's okay.
I read some of the comments. They're ripping you to shreds.
That's fine. Bring it on. If he's Kevin Durant, he's a disappointment. If he's Anthony Davis, Hakeem Olajuwon, he's a disappointment.
I'll tell you this.
I'm expecting more than two rings. I'm sorry.
If that was me and I made that same comment, the only difference between me and you is you used the word disappointment. And you know what word I would have used?
Bust.
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
You would actually say if he's KD, he's a bust.
He's a bust.
I wouldn't go that. Yeah, I wouldn't.
I know.
Bust,
I'm just saying,
like,
that's the difference between
us. Good.
Right. That's the difference between us. But I'm just saying, like, the expectations are so big that he has to be better than those guys.
Yes.
He has to be better than those guys.
And I'm not taking anything from Hakeem, Rob. But when he won his first ring, the best player in the world was playing baseball. And
Rob,
you could argue that for
the
second ring.
The other biggest difference between Rob and Chris is Rob would have blocked 1.6 million people.
That's right.
Recognize.
That's right. You better recognize.
I'm like, bring it
on. It's my Twitter, and I'll block if I want to.
Where are you at, Rob G, on this?
I'm actually defending you in some of my DMs. People are DMing me about it. Like, man, come get your guy, Chris. And I'm like,
come get your guy, right? What's up with Chris?
I'm like, no, you know what?
Chris is having too many light skin pills. Did they only run the quote or the video?
It's literally only the three word headline. That's all it is.
They're not even running the video.
Yeah.
Run the whole thing. Nobody cares about nuance today.
No.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, live from the TireRack.com studios. And Rob, Miami-Boston, 19-all. About 4.5 minutes left in the first quarter. So far, it is as tight as many of us expected it to be. But last night in the draft lottery, obviously the Blazers were hoping to get the number one pick, Victor Wembanyama. They got the number three pick instead. And Rob G, give us the lowdown. It's looking like, according to reports, that they are looking to trade this number three pick to try to get a star that can help them win now alongside Damian Lillard.
That's right. According to Turner Sports NBA insider, friend of the show, Chris Haynes, in his latest column, says Portland, in an effort to continue building a contending roster around Dame Lillard, is expected to make the number three overall pick available for trade, something that their GM Joe Cronin said last night when he said getting the three pick is significant. They're really good players at three that could be great for us or somebody else, depending on how they decide to use it.
Yeah, Rob, I don't think this number three pick is getting them.
Chris, I couldn't even tell you who's going to be the number three pick. Who's the number three?
Well,
is there a consensus number three?
No, there's no consensus. You've got the Brandon Miller kid out of Alabama,
right?
Who famously, Rob, you correct me if I'm wrong, played three games in the tournament.
One, he got shut out.
0 points, 9 points in 19. I'm not trying to rip the kid. We've seen guys have bad tournaments and go on to have great careers, or have great tournaments and go on to struggle in the NBA. So, but I'm just saying, zero? That's a little concerning.
That was shocking, to be honest. Right.
Zero? Zero. Like, I'm sorry. That's concerning. All right? So, he was played 19 minutes. Still. It's 19 minutes. That's all he played, so I get that. But zero. And then the other game, played 31, only scored 9. But anyway, then there's the Thompson twins. What are Amin and Asur?
I remember them from the 80s.
Elite.
Hold me now.
Right. Good call.
You like that, Chris? You remember
Lies?
That?
Was that one of their songs? Lies? Was that them too?
Come on, Alex. You know the Thompson twins? It was three of them.
Get us a Thompson twins song for Funky Flashback Friday.
Am I right, Alex? It was three of them, though.
I think there was three, yes.
Three Chris? Of the Thompson twins?
Yes. They so were called the Thompson twins.
They weren't very smart. But I think it was three of them.
Yeah.
And then there's Scoot Henderson. All right, so I'm sorry. Look, those guys, you know, hopefully they'll be really good players. I don't think they're getting you the caliber of player you're going to need to compete for a championship with Damian Lillard. Because to match salaries, you probably got to give up Anthony Simons, nice young stud, and maybe even Yusef Nurkic. And I like Nurkic, and I like Simons. If I'm Portland, I'm sorry. I'm trading Dame. Dame has been great. He's been loyal. And I think it'd be good for Dame. Send him to somewhere he can win a championship, because Dame gets a lot of respect. I mean, yeah, he's a top 75 player of all time. But I don't think he feels like he gets the respect he deserves. And Rob, tell me if I'm wrong. He's not going to, unless he at least gets to a finals.
or wins the am I wrong? Like, is he going to get any more respect? He's already viewed as a great individual
player. He's already gotten respect. For him to make the top 75 over a Kyrie Irving, who's won a championship.
Or Klay Thompson.
Or Klay Thompson, who was – I get it. Klay was hurt,
Dwight
Chris.
Dwight Howard.
Right? But for him to make that, to think that he's still disrespected, is ridiculous.
I agree.
Seriously.
But also, Rob, he wants another level of respect. He ain't getting that without a ring. Am I wrong? There's a level that's reserved for the winners. Ewing gets mad respect, but not like Olajuwon.
Right. And Ewing, you know, people know who he had to go against, Chris. Michael Jordan stood in his way.
Yep.
Michael Jordan stood in his way. And still, people give Ewing respect for, you know, what he was able to do and the numbers he put up and all that and his hard work and determination, but he didn't win. It's just that simple.
So I think you'd be doing Dame a favor. And I know he might not feel that. Well, Rob, Kevin Garnett didn't want to leave Minnesota, even as futile as they were, missing the playoffs. And when he got to Boston, he won a championship and he played a few more years there. He was like, it was the best thing to happen to his career. And it was. And so I think that's the route I go if I'm Portland. I'm going young, Shaedon Sharpe, Anthony Simons, trading Dame, getting some young players, some more good young players, maybe a few more picks. But I got the number three pick. Probably go with, I don't know, Miller or one of those Thompson kids because, you know, Simons, unless you want to try to team him with Scoot Henderson, who's nice. But, yeah, in the backcourt. But, yeah, I mean, Portland, Rob, to me, the future is bright. And this is no slight on Dame. It's not going to happen in Portland. Not on his timetable. He's 32. I respect the loyalty. On both sides, to be honest. But I just think it'd be best for both sides to move on. And so that's what they need to do in Portland. And I think both of them would end up viewing that as a great move. Both Dame and the Blazers. So, I don't know. We'll see. I wouldn't be surprised if they end up making that pick themselves. And going young with Dame and then maybe a year from now trading him or whenever they realize that they got to move on. So, all right, we got 1 hour left. It's the Odds and Rob. Y'all know what to do. Keep it locked here. Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.